about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee. We got a lot going on, so let's get right to it. Say hello right off the bat to Coach Watson Brown, who joins us from up on the plateau. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm great. I'm present and accounted for.
Excellent. Just hang tight for a minute.
Got it.
Terry, say hello.
How are you guys? Hello.
We're good.
Hello, Terry.
We're good. But let's get right to it. The Preds opener is tonight at 7 o'clock at Bridgestone Arena. Our Riley Chestnut is standing by at Bridgestone Arena. Riley, what's going on?
Well, certainly feels like it's an atmosphere where fans are finally being let in for the first time since the normal times, I should say. And the energy is electric, and everyone's ready to welcome in a new expansion franchise for a little Predator prowl.
The Seattle Kraken, and one of the sports business things came out today and ranked their value like in the top 12 in the league already. So, Riley, it does seem like they're making some impact right off the bat.
Yeah, could you have pictured it being in a place like Seattle where we might have a great market for hockey? I mean, I know they've had kind of an underground thing there for a couple of years, but it feels like Seattle was just due, and so far so good. They are off to a roaring start in terms of their fan support. I put a lot of it in the name because I think it's just perfect.
Yeah, that name has gotten a lot of attention. I know you've looked into what's going on as far as fans tonight and what they'll deal with. Anything you can share with us on it?
Let's see here. A lot of the big things, George, will be obviously people are going to be getting a little rowdy, a little raucous here, but specifically 4 o'clock we'll have a nice little pizza party that'll get things started out around Bridgestone. Doors open, of course, at 5, and then, of course, we have the puck drop tonight at 7 o'clock. But especially for our season ticket holders, country obviously facing some pretty hard logistics shipping delays, but throughout the month of October, full season ticket citizens can receive a total of 50% off, and then half season ticket citizens, 25% off our most popular and friendly food items, according to some releases. This includes pizza, popcorn, so a lot of discounts being thrown around, paying some love to the longtime fans that have kept the Predators in Nashville for so long.
Okay, beautiful. We'll check back in with you near the end of the show. That's Riley Chestnut reporting live from Bridgestone Arena. Riley, thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you in a bit.
Okay. That's the first member of the staff we have put to work. I think it's time to get Terry on the clock.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Okay, Terry, give me a couple of notes about our pro football team.
Well, we're going to go down the path of Derrick Henry since he spoke with the media today. George, we've all known that Derrick Henry is kind of superhuman in terms of his ability to continue to have a big, big workload and be the focal point of this Titans offense with absolutely no appreciable drop-off in his production. But I'm going to throw some numbers out here that are going to be staggering to you.
Let's hear them.
Derrick Henry is averaging 28 carries per game. That projects out to 483 carries this year, which would obliterate the record, I think, of 416 by Larry Johnson.
Which Watson has driven this point home for a good while now. There is no way that level of stuff can continue.
Well, I mean, it's just unbelievable, you know, to think that he has that many carries. And the thing is, you want him to have more of the load in November, December, and in the playoffs than what he's doing right now. But I think the fact that they've had a lot of patchwork things going on at wide receiver with Julio Jones and A.J. Brown out, I think that they've had to rely more and more on Derrick Henry. And also because the offensive line has not been good, Ryan Tannehill's been sacked 20 times already. So they're having to do some things with Derrick Henry maybe that they didn't plan on having to do. Now, some of that, you know, and Todd Downing talked today, and he said that you don't want to just jerk the wheel in the other direction and go completely pass happy now that A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are back. But I do think you have to balance that out so that you don't overwork Derrick Henry. Now, Monday night against Buffalo, you know, this is a big game because if they could somehow win this ball game against the Bills, and that's not an easy task, if they could somehow win that game, it would catapult them in toward the top of the AFC, not only with the division, because I think they're going to comfortably win that unless they collapse, but it would project them into the top echelon of the AFC with a win in hand over Buffalo if it comes down to tiebreakers late in the year.
Which, who knows what'll happen. At the moment, it sure seems like what they are is the 4 seed playing the 5 in a wild card.
Yeah, it seems like that right now. I mean, I think that the specter of that loss to the Jets is still fresh in everybody's mind. And quite frankly, you know, this team's been very inconsistent, very spotty. 1 minute the defense looks good, they're pressuring the quarterback. The next minute they're giving up a 70-yard pass play. Same thing on offense. 1 minute they're going 3 and out. The next minute they're marching the ball down the field with a mix of run and pass, gaining 10, 15 yards of play. So they haven't found that consistency. The question is, will they find that consistency? And I think that they have to find some sort of consistency on the offensive side of the ball by protecting Tannehill, using the pass game to set up the run a lot like they did against Jacksonville, so that, one, they don't overwork Derrick Henry, and, two, that they can use that pass game as a weapon now that Jones and Brown and Marcus Johnson are back.
Okay, good report. Terry, thank you as always. Big news out of St. Louis, the Cardinals have fired their manager, Mike Shildt, their president of baseball operations, who I think is the problem, John Mozeliak, announcing the move today, citing, quote, philosophical differences. So you fire this guy after he brought them out of the dead, had a 17-game winning streak, saved their franchise's bacon, and this is what he gets?
Well, he's going to be the next manager of the Padres or the Mets, would be my guess. Those are the other two vacancies.
Well, whatever the case, people who follow that team are going to say it loudly. John Mozeliak is the problem.
Well, I thought they fired a pretty good manager in Mike Matheny, you know, but Shildt was there and he was able to, you know, do some good things while he was there, but now they've moved on from him as well.
Watson?
Yes, sir.
Will you be watching the Dodgers and the Giants tonight?
Going back and forth, yeah, between that and football.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, keep me updated because I'll be at the Predator game.
Oh, good.
But we have this story out of St. Louis. A judge has sanctioned 4 NFL team owners for failure to produce financial records on time in the relocation lawsuit, you know, with the Rams moving out of town. To the tune of $24,000, he's fined these 4 teams, plus another $25,000 in attorney's fees. The judge has also set December the 3rd as a hearing date at which defendants will argue why they shouldn't be held in contempt of court. The papers in St. Louis are reporting the Giants as one of the one of the guilty, the Patriots are being lumped in there, and the Dallas Cowboys are being thrown in. Supposedly, Jerry Jones gave the court virtually nothing, and the judge is pissed off. I guess that's one way to say it. This case, Watson, is only going to get uglier.
Oh, it's on its way.
Yeah.
It's on its way. It will get real ugly.
I don't know if you saw this. Aaron Rodgers has let the cat out of the bag on one team that he absolutely would not play for. Do you all know who that is?
Nope.
Nope, afraid I don't.
Want to take a guess?
Nope.
Wow.
We get embarrassed enough during Saturday.
Out of 31 other teams, I ain't guessing. Nope.
Ray's coming out of the shadows. Yell it out.
Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions. Gong yourself. Oh, he's not as quick when it's him, is he?
Probably the Washington football team or the Raiders.
The Chicago Bears.
Really?
Yeah. How about that?
Wow. Doesn't want to play for the rival Bears.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Unlike Mr. Favre, who wanted to play for the Minnesota Vikings.
Mr. Favre has other things to take care of.
Yes.
By the way, your team today, in a typical Yankee find a scapegoat mode, you have let go of three coaches on the staff of Mr. Aaron Boone.
You told me about Phil Nevin.
Yeah. You knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah, because he got that runner thrown out, got Aaron Judge thrown out at the plate, and that was huge.
Yeah. Marcus Thames, the hitting coach, and then the assistant hitting coach, P.J. Pilateri.
Maybe they should hire someone who knows how to make contact with the baseball. Maybe somebody like Tony Gwynn's passed away. But how about Wade Boggs? He'd be a good hitting coach because he could hit.
I'm all for it. Bring it on. Okay, so that's where we start. Danny Evans is going to join us when we come back. We got a lot of things happening on the show. Danny's going to get into what I think are turning into great MLB playoffs. And, gosh, what more needs to happen? Underdog picks at 3:05. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
And now, Absolute Contract.
Going all that far. You're playing at Oracle Park, which the past few years has been more hitter-friendly than it once was, but it's still a pitcher's park. And so I think that it will be a low-scoring game, and a ball in the gap, especially to right center field, is what really could decide this thing. The Dodgers have more team speed. I think that they have an advantage in that regard in a place like Oracle Park, but the Giants have been so good at home this season. I think 53 or 54 wins is their final total at Oracle Park. The Dodgers were a much better team at home than they were on the road, and the atmosphere for game one, you know, I talked to people who were here in 2010, 2012, 2014 for World Series games. They said the atmosphere in game one of the NLDS was as good, if not better, from a fan perspective in turning this place into a hostile environment than it was in previous World Series years. So absolutely a factor tonight.
All right, Kerry, you had here in this. I made a lot of money this year betting on Logan Webb games at home for the Giants. I made a lot of money betting on the reverse run line when the Dodgers have been, when the Giants have been favored, in particular in Giants games where the Dodgers were favored. I'm back on the Giants here tonight. I'm taking the home team. Do you make picks? I don't know if you do that or not, but who wins tonight?
Before the series, I said Giants in five, so I don't think I can go back on that. What I will tell you is I think the over-under is 6.5 or so right now. Uh-huh. I'd still bet the under tonight. I mean, I think yeah. it's going to be a 1-0, 2-1, 3-2 type of game.
High drama coming in San Francisco. Kerry, thank you for the time. I know you're super busy today. Appreciate you coming on. Enjoy the game tonight.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
That's Kerry Crowley at @KO_Crowley, covering the Giants for the Bay Area News Group here on the Progressive Guest Line. Drivers with Progressive save on average $750 per year. Let's go. Man, what a game we're going to have tonight. I love that it's on Thursday night. We have a chance to recap all of it. I love it. We've got a college football game tonight coming up next, and talk a little more about Thursday night football as well. Giants and the Dodgers, 9 o'clock Eastern time start in San Francisco. More to come on Pushing the Odds.
In My Opinion with Denton Day.
I'd like to start with a riddle. What starts with the letter F and ends with a UCK? Fire truck. That's a middle school joke that I learned when I was the ripe age of 11 years old. Now riddle me this. How the fire truck does a stadium with a roof start a game with a lightning delay?
In My Opinion, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern.
The All-Nighter with Craig Koshkin.
It shouldn't be surprising to Urban Meyer that winning in the NFL is hard, but somehow he's just now getting the memo. Urban Meyer this week was asked about his 0-2 start in the NFL and how tough it is, and he even likened it to getting prepared to play Bama every week. Well, no, duh. Of course it's tough, Urban. Every week it's like playing Bama. Yeah, because you are Kent State now. Do you know what job you took in the NFL? This is a guy who has completely lost connection with his roots. He's forgotten what it's like to...
Okay, we welcome all of you back Thursday afternoon where we're having some fun. And we hope to be joined in just a moment by our buddy Danny Evans. So far, we've had a little bit of a struggle on that. So let's go around the room on this one. I'm going to ask Danny this once we get him on. Terry, if you're a Braves fan, who are you rooting for tonight between Dodgers and Giants?
George, I'm, like you, kind of torn in terms of which would be better. I think you have to root for the Dodgers because it gives you home field advantage. And even though the Dodgers may be the more dangerous team, you can probably win game one with a rested Max Fried on the mound and the Dodgers having to make a cross-country trip on short rest.
Let's bring Danny up and get the expert to answer the question. Danny, how are you?
I'm well, George. How are you guys doing?
Good, but I am so conflicted tonight. On one hand, I can get home field, but it's the Dodgers. On the other, we can lose home field, and I believe the Giants are an easier draw. What do you think?
Well, George, talk about conflicted. I'm going to be on an airplane. That's conflicted.
That is conflicted.
I pity the person sitting next to me because I'm going to be basically watching it online. George, I think this is for all of, you know, all of us who are baseball fans. This is the perfect scenario. I mean, a deciding fifth game with the two best teams in the game playing at a absolutely incredible venue. I mean, that ballpark is, for me, extraordinary. I think it's going to be the perfect setting. So obviously that means it's probably going to be a dud because sometimes those things don't work well. But I think the Dodgers are the better team. I think the Giants having the home field brings it back to square one. It's a great pitching matchup. One of the things to keep in mind for all your listeners, George, is that athletes have anxiety. As much as they'd like to pretend like they don't, they have anxiety in a game like this. And a guy like Webb, who throws a lot of change-ups, can even be more effective in a game of this magnitude playing on hitters. You know, insights, just, you know, we've all been there, you know, studying for that test or having that experience that you're nervous about. That's what's going on tonight. I think the Dodgers are probably going to win this game, but I would not at all be surprised if the Giants won. And I was giggling this morning because I was thinking that was exactly where you were thinking about home field advantage on this one is, you know, distinctly a big deal. So I think you just have to consider, you know, for the Braves, who I know we're going to talk about, what an amazing turnaround in a week period where, you know, you thought the end was near after that first game. Now you're worried about a seven-game series and which team is the better opponent for you. Nice problem to have.
Yeah, and Pogge's over here laughing. He's a big Brewers fan. And I'll be honest, I thought going in that the Brewers were the better team because I thought they had a huge advantage in the bullpen. But, Danny, yeah, they didn't hit a lick in that series.
No, they didn't. And they didn't at times the last year, year and a half. George, remember we talked a week ago, and we talked about that upcoming series at the time. And, you know, I said I would not be surprised if the Braves won in a five- or four-game set because, mm-hmm, for me, the Braves have been playing so well since mid-July, whereas the Brewers, even though they've played well, they haven't played well lately. And I just thought, you know, when you don't hit in the postseason, George, you don't win. You got to pitch and hit. When Freeman hit that ball the other night, the first thing I thought was when we were talking about him in May and how bad he was. And, you know, it's a great example of when the good ones figure it out, they don't forget. And that at-bat was one of the biggest at-bats in the history of the franchise.
Danny, I have wanted to believe, and I've said it on the air for about 3 years now, that this young nucleus that Atlanta has will eventually win a world title. And I believe that. I have believed it all along. But I absolutely have not believed that you can lose Ronald Acuna, Marcell Ozuna, and Mike Soroka and compete at that kind of level. How are they doing this?
Stunning, isn't it? It really is stunning, George. They've lost three of the most important players on their team for an extended period, and they've actually played better without them, which makes absolutely no baseball sense. Couple things for me. I told you this when I saw the Braves play in Colorado a couple months ago. I think it was in mid-August. Freeman ran a ball out with two outs in the top of the ninth inning with a big lead. They told me a lot about their club. He ran it out hard. Swanson made a great catch, if you remember that little pop-up in left center field that he made an extraordinary play on with a lopsided deficit. It told me about the character of the team. You know, the manager is outstanding. He gets rave reviews from anyone who's ever worked with him. I can't say that I know him well, but I know him well enough to know he's the real deal. And it comes down to your core. If your best players are good guys and your best players don't run from the responsibilities and the accountability, George, that's your leadership in the clubhouse. Frank Thomas and I were talking about this yesterday. You can really see leadership during the postseason because there's a lot of hardship and there's a whole lot more cameras. And as a result, you can see the human emotion. This team just believes in themselves. And, you know, yeah, they didn't have the lovely one-loss record that you'd like, and I mean, people like you, George, who follow the team, were wondering like heck about them as late as early July. But now, look where they are. I mean, they're one of the final four teams. It's a remarkable story, and I think it starts with Freeman. But people like Max Fried, Charlie Morton, who are incredible character guys, man, those are the reasons you win World Series championships. And you win with character, George. It's called makeup in baseball. You don't win without makeup in the postseason. You just don't, and the makeup is clear. And that's a real testimony to what Alex and his staff have done because the things they did at the deadline were extraordinary, but the people they added to fit perfectly.
Take me through, in your mind, what the strategy ought to be in the baseball playoffs, because it's clearly a ton different than the regular season. It kind of reared its head in a game I went to Monday where Freddy Peralta was cruising. Council makes the decision with first and second, nobody out, to get him out of the game and pinch hit for him. I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, they need runs. They've had trouble scoring, but there's no way I'm letting Freddy Peralta get out of that game. Now, it's an easy second guess because it bit him in the butt, but yeah. Talk to me about that mental tug of war that's going on.
George, what a great question. You know, you play 162 games to get to the postseason, utilizing your fourth and fifth starters, piecemealing your bullpen, putting guys on the field at times during the year that aren't your best players, but you're trying to rest guys, and sometimes you'll take one for the team and you'll get pounded and just do things very different because it's a marathon. This is Usain Bolt. Every single game has so much to it. Bobby Cox told me something 25 years ago that I will never forget, and I think it's a great way for all your listeners and yourself to think this through. Bobby said, Danny, you go for the win. You go for the win. You don't worry about tomorrow. Because if you have the win in the back pocket, tomorrow, hey, you figure it out. You never have that mentality in the regular season. In the regular season, you're worried about your bullpen. You're worried about blowing up your starting rotation. You're worried about getting so-and-so a day's rest. Now, all you're worried about is trying to get the next out, the 27 outs total. You're not worried about bruising egos, and you're not as worried anymore about upsetting guys' emotions. It's amazing, George, what goes on in the clubhouse and in the dugout this time of the year. We all saw it when Buehler came out of the game the other night. Look at how supportive Roberts was and the pitching staff was to him for taking the ball with short rest and not going long enough to get a W, but going long enough to give him a chance to win the ball game. But here's the problem, George, and it's you feel it, and you feel it pre- and post-game in the dugout, in the clubhouse. The manager manages differently. Some guys are equipped for that. Some guys aren't. Some guys are much better in the comfortable confines of 162-game season. Other guys are even better in the postseason. And what we learn, and I think, George, what we don't know about these guys are who are they in the moment. You really don't know. Like, I've known Alex Cora since he was 11 years old. Alex Cora goes for the juggler. Alex Cora is a great single game manager. Other guys can't shake that in-season dilemma, and they can't manage for the moment, and those guys are left watching TV in October. It's a hard transition, George. You know, like today we saw the Cardinals let their manager go, which I was kind of surprised about, but it might have something to do with the last few weeks of the season. But in reality, most of the managers in the dugouts this time of the year, they're either really good or they're just okay. And just okay this time of the year, usually it has a bad result.
Yeah. Great answer, by the way. Watson, I know we'll probably get you right in the middle. Ask one or two, and then we'll bring you back up in the next segment.
Danny, to follow up on what you just talked about, in football, we spend a lot of time before a season even starts as a staff talking to other staffs, putting together post-game, bowl game, exactly what you're talking about. As football staffs, you prepare for all of that long before you get there. Do baseball staffs do that? Do they sit and say, okay, when we get to the postseason, here are the philosophical changes we have to do, we have to think different? Or is it just come in when it gets there, okay, here's what we're doing?
Watson, what a great question. The good ones do, Watson. The mediocre ones sputter, and the poor ones, they eliminate themselves. Watson, what happens this time of the year is teams have their elite observers and evaluators out watching their potential opponents. And they watch them. We talked about this about a month ago.
Yeah.
They're out there, you know, like the National League clubs right now are going to be watching Houston and the Red Sox during their period about the nuances. You know, what's their cadences about the bullpen? How are their sequencing? Who does he go to when he's down? Who does he go to when he's up? Does he have a quick hook? Does he have a long hook? Who does he favor? Who will he run with? Watson, immense responsibility. And the accountability in the clubhouse is incredible. The players will ask you personal questions and will say things like, you know, Watson, if I've got this guy up with a guy on third and two outs, what do I need to go to? What's my pitch with this guy? You feel the heat. You feel the pressure. But Watson, the game is such that we are the only sport that plays up to seven games, where the defense initiates the action in the postseason. That compromises everything, and it makes it really a challenge.
Yeah. Okay, here's what we'll do, Watson. We'll come back to you for a couple of questions with Danny, and then Terry will take it the rest of the way. Danny Evans talking MLB playoffs. Stay tuned. We got plenty more coming. A great game tonight that ought to have some pretty good ratings. Dodgers-Giants from out in San Francisco. Winner takes all. Loser will have won more than 105 regular season games and get nothing to show for it. This is the Plaster Radio Network. My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
It's the
the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville! It's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul Tea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul Tea for years and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul Tea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soultea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soultea.com/radio.
You're listening to the George Blaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
We are back. Danny Evans, he talks baseball better than any human being on the planet. And Watson, the floor is yours.
Danny, to follow up on my next question, because it kind of comes from the first one. I read an article today where it was talking about Braves have a major advantage on either team because they've had more time to prepare than the winner of this game will. They get on a plane and come. And I laughed at it, and I want you to comment on it, because these teams, that you've been scouting these teams for 2 months. You know who's probably going to win the division for at least a month. So, I mean, it's not like the Dodgers or the Giants are going to have to catch up overnight. They already got game plans ready for the hitters and the different pitchers, right or wrong?
Oh, Watson, really super. You know, Watson, here's a couple different parts of my answer. Number one, remember when you had that week off where you had an off day on a Saturday and it was just an off week? Remember how refreshed your team was and how well you played? Yep. I mean, how well you practiced. You just had more energy, but you also are a little funky because you're not playing that usual cadence, that usual calendar, and it's a little different. Big league players in mid-October have been traveling for 8 months. They have been on the road every 3 to 7 days, getting in at 3 or 4 in the morning, playing that night. Their bodies, while fatigued, are very much used to this crazy schedule that all of us in the game have during the baseball season. So Watson, when I'm hearing people say, oh, you know, it's going to be so hard for a club to fly across, no. No, because the momentum and the enthusiasm and, you know, candidly, just the excitement of being in the postseason just delivers and you don't have to worry. Is there fatigue? Well, heck yeah, there's fatigue for everybody in the game at this time of the season. The advantage the Braves have, and it's distinct, is to have some days off and be able to set your starting rotation to whom you would like to go game 1, 2, 3, 4, and then some. Whereas the Giants and the Dodgers, they'll just pick up their rotation, which sometimes doesn't seem fair, but I think it's the reward that the Braves get for finishing it early. Winning in 3 or 4 games, Watson, this time of the year is massive, because then you reshuffle your deck, you get your bullpen rested, some of the nagging dings on your position players, and suddenly your club just has a better chance of winning.
And I quick answer, a yes or no, I guess, or pick a team. Which one wins tonight? And I'll give it to Terry. I don't want to eat up his time. Who do you pick?
Dodgers.
Good. Terry?
Danny.
By the way, not good.
Danny, one of the things that, you know, I got to thinking about in terms of the way the game has changed and the way I think it probably goes all the way down to scouting departments, the way that they look at teams and look at players, because now every team is loaded with guys who have a mid-90s fastball and they have a great off-speed pitch that goes with it. And then the hitters, you know, they're looking more at things like launch angle and exit velocity and all. My question is this. Would guys like an 18 or 19-year-old version of guys like Wade Boggs or Greg Maddux, would they even get scouted very much in today's baseball world?
Sure they would. Absolutely. The good ones always are seen, Ter. What we do better than ever is we see players now a ton. They weren't scouted as much as 25, 30 years ago. When I first started, sometimes there were two reports on guys that you selected early in the draft. Now people get seen. People get seen against other elite players. We know makeup on them better. We have metrics on them. So, yeah, the good ones always get seen because a good scout knows talent. The only thing that gets in the way, Terry, is a team that's a stat-head team that doesn't rely on their scouts. Yes, those are clubs that would miss some guys, and they would miss them because they're more worried about the statistical nature of the player than they are the talent and the makeup. And the good clubs combine all of those. The bad clubs, they sputter because they haven't figured it out yet, and those are the clubs who consistently watch TV.
And one of the things, I had a conversation with a guy, we were talking some baseball the other day, and one of the things that we were talking about is the face of baseball. And you go back into like the 50s and 60s, it was Mickey Mantle. In the 70s, it was probably Johnny Bench. You know, you go on through maybe in the 80s, I would say Dwight Gooden might have been the face of baseball for a while, and then on into Derek Jeter. But really, to my way of thinking, since Jeter retired in 2014 or 15, whenever it was, there really has not been a prominent guy to take that mantle and be the face of baseball. I mean, a lot of people wanted it to be Mike Trout, but he has such a quiet, unassuming nature. I think there's a chance it could end up being Shohei Ohtani. Who do you think are candidates to be the new face of baseball?
That's a terrific topic, Terry. You know what? First of all, I think it has to be a position player because they're playing every day, not every fifth or sixth day. To me, Kershaw is the face of the game, but Kershaw pitches every 5 or 6 days. It's not enough. But he's on an elite stage, on an elite franchise, and has delivered. I mean, he's arguably one of the greatest pitchers ever to pitch in the game. I think it's Ohtani, and I think that's great for the sport. The two-sport element really makes him a very attractive athlete when it comes to, you know, kids throughout the world wondering if they should play the game. There's no harness on him. He pitches, he hits, he steals bases. He's good-looking, as my sister once said. I think it's really important that the game realizes, you know, Trout for me is a generational talent. Ohtani is the most unique player I've ever seen. But for me, there's a couple guys, Tatis and Soto, who are absolutely extraordinary young talents and, for me, are going to be great players for an extended period. But I think the problem with the sport is we market teams more than we market individual players. See, like, for me, Mookie Betts, I cheer like heck for Mookie Betts. He's a good person. He does great things. But our game tends to market clubs and organizations and history. And we don't do as good a job as I think we could marketing individual players because it's a team game. It's an individual sport in a team game. And as a result, it gets complicated when it comes to things like this. But I think it's a fabulous question. I think on top of it, Ohtani encompasses so many things. International, he's exciting, he's unique. That's why I think he might be the guy right now.
And then I got one more here. Since we got a couple of minutes left, we haven't talked about the American League Championship Series. And as much as I wish both teams could lose as a Yankee fan, who do you like in that series?
Oh, man. It's tough for me because both managers are really good friends of mine. So I'm just hoping neither one of them gets in the way of their team and does a good job. Something about the Houston Astros just intrigues me right now. They're playing on all cylinders, and their better players are playing well. I would love to see Dusty Baker sometime get a World Series championship. He's one of my favorite people in the game. I think this is going to be a phenomenal series. These two teams have real good core players, and they've got there in a way that a lot of us didn't anticipate. You know, I didn't anticipate either one of them being in the LCS. So, Terry, I would take the Astros very slightly. Alex Score is going to get all over me after he hears that I said this. But I think that is going to be a heavyweight fight, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
This is good stuff, Danny. Doesn't get much better than this. Thank you for coming on.
You're so welcome, George. I'm rooting for your Braves. I'll be in Iowa all week watching it with my staff at the Field of Dreams.
I'll be rooting for them, too, and I might be in the ATL.
Oh, George, can you tell Terry his hoodie? I'm trying to find it in our storeroom.
See you, Danny. Take care.
Bye, guys.
I love it. Danny Evans, he can talk this stuff better than any human being on the face of the earth. He really can. He's terrific. Stat of the day is coming up next.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His third road course win of the season, seventh overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out The Final Lap podcast every single day of the week. every single weekday right here.
And now it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George Plaster.
Hey, Watson.
What you got?
You know, we have not exactly killed it in recent days in this competition.
You're talking about underdogs?
No.
I ain't killed it in 2 years.
No, I'm talking about stat of the day.
Oh, stat of the day?
Yes.
No, we ain't killed that either.
No. So I want to let Pogi get in the middle of this one. Terry's going to ask the question. We're going to let Pogi get embarrassed with us.
Well, let him.
Well, I mean, I come on every week. I'm used to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terry, softball or this one's, are we playing hardball?
We're playing a little hardball.
Are we?
Literally. Literally played a little hardball
here.
Let's
hear it.
Okay, the category is baseball.
No kidding.
11 pitchers have won back-to-back Cy Young awards. How many can you name?
Okay, Pogi, I'll start. Greg Maddux. Oh, yeah. About that, Pogi.
Tom Seaver. Well, I quit.
Well, that's nice. Watson, you got anybody you want to throw out there?
Sandy Koufax.
Clayton Kershaw. Pogu?
Were we going around the room?
Why not?
Moose Haas. No, no, hold on.
Bill Travers.
No!
I love it.
Bill Travers didn't win one either.
Nor did Pete Vukovic.
Pete Vukovic might have.
He might have won one.
I'm
right.
Going to go with... How about Vita Blue? Good Lord. Until I'm not cheating.
Well,
I could have already Googled it and found it. But
no, George won't let you do that.
He wouldn't know.
Kershaw.
I just gave that.
You don't get that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that. He should get wrong.
I got
that.
One. I know one. Randy Johnson. Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
Warren Spahn.
Won four in a row. Randy Johnson did.
Warren Spahn. My God.
I just think the heads of Cy Young when Warren Spahn pitched.
Just keep gonging him until he goes away.
Roger Clemens.
Good one.
He misremembered that one, right?
Yeah, okay. Say the question again.
Consecutive Cy Young Awards.
Gaylord Perry. Yes.
Okay, but it's time for... Well,
I don't like
this
question.
The music's playing. All right.
Denny McClain.
Denny McClain is yes.
Yes.
Okay, the
remember
others...
Remember Denny.
Denny went to prison.
The others are Jacob yes, Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer, Pedro Martinez, Tim Lincecum.
Lincecum. Wow.
It wasn't Moose Haas?
No, it wasn't Moose Haas. And Jim Palmer.
John Pogi again, just for general principle. Hour number one is done. If you thought that was funny, underdog picks are coming up, and all I can give you is one word to describe last week. Tragic. Stick around. This is going to be fun.
President Biden says Americans are on track to keep the pandemic at bay with vaccination rates up and COVID cases on the decline. But he says there are still 66 million eligible Americans who haven't gotten their COVID shots. The president says health regulators will review Pfizer's request later this month, asking to authorize its vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. And today, the president says an FDA panel is meeting on requests by Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to authorize COVID booster shots for emergency use.
If they authorize the boosters, which will be strictly made based on the science, that decision will be based on the science, this will mean all three vaccines will be available for boosters.
Moderna says its booster would be half the dose of its normal vaccine. 293,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week, a drop from the week before. This is ABC News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
R&M Printing reminds everyone to please drive safely, sensibly, and defensively this summer season, especially around our parks and crosswalks. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident, but when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. From company logos to hoodies to t-shirts and more, call R&M Printing today at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
The 2021 edition of the Underdog Picks is brought to you by Sir Speedy of Music City, the official sign provider of WNSR Radio. By A&R Roofing, where the pick always covers your roofing, siding, and gutter needs. And by Wilson Bank and Trust, providing an assortment of financial solutions and friendly professional service. And now, here's your esteemed commissioner, Pogue.
I'm steamed, yes, but good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Watson, good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to talk to you, my man. Don't you think we could get George to do that, at least do that live?
I mean, geez.
Just once a week.
I mean, it is sort
just
of...
Just do it live.
It's sort of weird, isn't it, really?
I mean...
Quite frankly.
I don't know.
What are you going to record? Weird? You going to record your pick and email it in later? What?
Well, first of all, you have to know how to email.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Pogu, let me just.
Hi, Terry. By the way, and Ray.
Yeah, let me say something.
Okay,
to you.
I'm sure I know what's coming.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Oh yeah.
Get it over with.
Go Braves, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I like the Braves. I do.
I know you.
Yeah, I do. You know, I do. There's nobody on the team I don't like, and they're on our station. You know, I'm pulling for the Braves.
It is hard though when you have the kind of season Milwaukee did, I don't agree with best 3 out of 5. I think it ought to be 4 out of 7.
Well, first off, you got to hit the baseball, especially when you got runners in scoring position. And I heard Danny Evans last hour. They've had those dips offensively all season long and rode that pitching. And you know, I just thought, because I went obviously to both games and watched the other two. I think, and Watson, as a coach, you know this. I think the Brewers were tight. They were the favorite. And they played not to lose, where I thought, just being there and watching the bodies and everything, that the Braves were having fun, they were loose, and they were playing to win, where the Brewers were playing not to lose. Does that make sense?
Watson? It happens, buddy. It happens a bunch. And it is a lot of times the favorite that gets that way in big, big games. So I don't disagree with you. When I watched them, I thought the same thing. I said, my gosh. They look like they can't bend over.
Yeah, they were tight. I mean, squeezing the bat. Yeah, just an, yeah. And I don't think that it helped. They clinched 3 weeks before, and then
I said that on the air before. I thought that was a killer, Greg. I did. I thought when you ride it out like that and then got to turn the switch back on, man, that is not easy to do.
Will we be reviewing it any point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I figured you wanted to have your fun. And
let me
I
have
was
his heyday.
Well, no, that's cool. I mean, congratulations to the Braves.
I wasn't bad about
no,
it.
No, you weren't. Quite frankly, not
surprised.
As bad. Yeah, a little bit surprised is childish. You can be about things. Maybe childish isn't the word that I was looking for.
What is the word?
Annoying.
Annoying.
Yes, I think that's better.
A gnat.
All right.
Well, fine.
Week 6, we're in the books, and we all sucked. So how about that? There's your review.
No, I think we have to go a little deeper.
Oh, okay.
This segment is not nearly over.
Not over. No, well, Watson led off last week. He took Memphis +3 over Tulsa. Geez. And a close loss. Tulsa won.
Close loss, my gosh. 639 yards and 33 first downs, and you lose? I'm telling you, I got a different philosophy, Pogi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting watching Alabama and A&M, and I'm having to go back and forth. I forget who y'all picked because I don't write it down. Every once in a while I remember somebody took my pick, but I don't know who you picked. So I'm going back and forth to this Memphis game, and my wife's sitting there saying, she looks over at me and she says, can you at least pick a game that we'd like to watch? So from now on, I'm going to pick some game that I want to watch.
All right.
That's the way I'm going to pick the rest of the year. What the hell? It's got to be better than that.
Wow.
Jeez.
The mild-mannered Watson Brown.
The Memphis Tigers have ticked me off.
A little frustration in there. Whoa. But but yes, Memphis +3 and the loser there.
My year, we won at Tulsa, Watson.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you tell
that
story 25? Again.
1925?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was 34 years ago.
Yeah, 34
years ago.
Marconi was the color analyst.
25, wasn't it?
Right? Marconi did the color on the game.
Wow.
All right, then Terry, well, by the way, we'll go over the standings in a minute, but as we go along, I will mention that Watson is, as you can tell, bringing up the rear. Terry?
Well, now, wait a minute. Why did you feel the need to throw that cheap shot at
that's
him?
That's not what's supposed to come right now. That's kind of a cheap shot, Poker.
It exactly was. That's what this is about. No, you know, Watson, that's fine. I didn't get,
I thought you liked Watson.
You know, I do. As a matter of fact,
I've you take a cheap shot at it.
Well, I've sort of thought that's what you. I listen to you guys every afternoon. That's all you guys do is take cheap shots at each other.
That's
I mean,
true.
My gosh.
Just join in, buddy.
Really?
You get on this show, you become a cheap shot artist.
I'm getting crap for a cheap shots on this show. My gosh.
That is a little bit of the pot calling.
Yeah, George, I wouldn't go there.
Yeah. Like watching highlights of Jack Tatum.
Scary. I mean, Pogey
cheap
shot.
Shots.
Pogey is right.
Then Mr. McCormick, who is the leader and defending champion, he took LSU +3.5 at Kentucky. Loser. Kentucky 42-21. And let's be honest,
it didn't even feel that close.
The seat is even warmer now for Coach O.
Go Tigers. Yes, you know what he
said? Whoa. He doesn't get off that easy.
Well, he has, Coach O's had three different coordinators?
No, not him, Terry.
I know, but I'm saying something here. He's had, three different defensive coordinators in 3 years?
Has he really?
Is that what I'm hearing?
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Terry, what do you have to say? The bluegrass.
LSU is a fraud. Coach O is about to get fired just 2 years after a national title.
And you live in Kentucky anyway, right? Has Westmoreland been annexed yet?
It's about 6 miles from Kentucky.
Listen, Kentucky's a football school.
Oh, my God.
Now you got Jeff calling in.
So how much of it did you watch?
Virtually none. When I looked at the score and it was already 21-0, I'm like, well, there's no need in watching this.
They got boat raced.
Then the commissioner, he goes with Syracuse +6 at home against Wake Forest. Wake Forest, a wide receiver got on a catch that they pulled it out of the yin yang to win it.
What?
The yin yang, yes, the old pull the ball out of the yin yang trick. Wake Forest won 40-37.
It's a PG show.
Yeah. So,
PG show.
I got you.
That's certainly some professionalism.
Here we go with that.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, I didn't know that was part of this either.
So now we're going to be professional.
Do I need to sit up straight in the chair? What? But anyway, yeah, that one was tough. I was following it along on my phone because I was at the Rolling Stones concert at Nissan Stadium.
Were you now?
Yes, I just thought I'd throw that
in
there.
Get free tickets from somewhere?
I was at the Rolling Stones concert Saturday night.
Did you pay for the tickets, yes or no?
What do you know better than that?
Did you tell Mick and Keith we said hello?
You know what? I couldn't catch Mick. That sucker runs all over the place. But
so you got you a little freebie.
Okay, George.
I just wanted to, take a little cheap shot.
What are you with the IRS all of a sudden? What?
Oh, going to examine his bank account.
So
why didn't you invite the rest of us if you had a connection?
Because I was asked myself, and then all of a sudden I'm going to, well, can I bring plaster too? No, I don't think that's how it works.
Okay, but I think if you had said to whoever you got the freebie from, Watson Brown would really like to come to this, they would have opened their arms and said, he's a great guy.
Well, I'll tell you that the benefactor is a Tech graduate.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, and so I'll just tell you guys later. All right, can we move on?
We got some time to kill.
Yeah, you know why? I know why you're killing it, because you're next.
Uh-huh.
Plaids went last, took Nebraska +3.5 over Michigan. Close call, but Michigan pulls it out.
I got screwed.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay. Did you not think at one point late in that game Nebraska was going to win, Watson Brown?
I wasn't watching the game.
He was watching Memphis Tulsa.
No, I was. I'm watching Memphis Tulsa. What the heck you want me to do?
In front of about 12 people in that old stadium.
That's why I always bet against Tulsa at home. It ain't a home game.
No,
anybody there.
Nebraska came really close to pulling that off, and.
I did not watch.
It was close, but no cigar.
Close, huh? Is that what we're getting? That's all you got? Like you asked Terry?
There comes a point where moral victory is acceptable in this competition.
So so how many points do you get for that?
For moral victory?
Should I add them in now?
Go ahead.
Work them in?
Add them in.
Uh-huh. All right.
Maybe we can do like the NHL, make moral victories like an overtime loss. Get a point.
Wow. Bogey.
Well, then Watson would be leading.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, boy. All right, Pokey, I'm writing them down.
next time I go to Knoxville, I got to go through Sparta. Right?
That's right. Don't come down the interstate, bud. I'll have one of my favorite cops waiting on you.
Do you have standings?
I do have standings. Yeah. Terry McCormick threw 6 weeks, 27 points, 4-2. He is the only one above 500 in the picking. The commissioner, 20.5 points in second place. He's 3-3. Plaster, 12 points, 3-3. And Watson, at 11.5 points, 2-4.
So the freebies were from a tech benefactor.
What is wrong? I mean, you know, of all, Watson, the, of all the free stuff in your life you've gotten, and I'm being busted now?
Well, you know what's funny about that? Watson, years ago...
Here we go with one of the stories. Yeah. I hadn't heard this one before.
I know what you mean.
Wow. So we pulled that out of mothballs. Years ago, I walk into Rupp Arena one night. I'm doing Vanderbilt's games, and Coach Newton is the athletic director at Kentucky. And he immediately jumps, just fires at me and says, "Are you aware that we have eliminated the free meal for the media?" He said, "You now can get some popcorn." And he was trying to get a rise out of me. And I just said to him, "Watson," I said, "you of all people should not be talking about freebies." I said, "because you have taken a few in your life." I said, "you are the pot calling the kettle black." Okay, how much time that was?
Well, it is good.
Good story back
yeah.
then.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You had to be well,
they
there.
They did. No,
you
I
be,
yeah.
had to be there.
No, I remember when that happened. Yeah, because I was covering Vanderbilt at the time. Yeah. Went up there, and you know, and eventually, you know, if you go to a lot of pro, like the Preds or whatever, they you pay, but it goes to the charity, and of their, you know, the Preds Foundation or whatever.
Right.
And you probably even get those free, don't you?
Well, in Kentucky's case, it may have gone to, what was the name of the service where the money opened
the
up?
The slush fund?
No, the Emory Air Freight.
Oh, yeah.
It may have gone to them. Okay, don't get mad at me. That joke didn't go over as well as I thought it would. Hoagy, what would be the order when we come back?
When we return, the director, you, sir, are on the clock. Watson is second, Terry third, the commissioner last.
Is that so?
Yes, he is.
Okay. The moment you've all awaited, when we reveal this week's underdog picks. Let the music ride. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together, we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf. Even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, it is a moment unlike any other. We reveal this week's underdog picks. Commissioner Pogu.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Mr. Plaster, you are on the clock.
A lot of room in right center. If he hits one there, we can dance in the streets. The 2-1. Swung line drive, left field. One run is in. Here comes Breen. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Braves win.
Hoagie, do you know why I played that?
Well, Skip Carey would just said if you know, there's a base hit and Bream scores, we would be dancing in the streets, unlike you driving on the interstates at the same time.
Oh, and I have never revealed why.
Is this a mea culpa right now? I mean, are you coming clean? I don't know what to say about that. You've been taking crap for that for 25 years.
I have been. Uh-huh. And let me just say that there is a there's somebody out there who knows that that I took one for the team, okay?
Oh, my. Now, after 25 years.
29.
I don't care.
29 years ago today. That's why I played it.
And now you're 29 now years some ago today. Anonymous person you're throwing under the bus.
No, I'm not.
Well, you sure the hell
I'm
did.
I'm just telling you there's more to that story than you know, okay? I don't just up and leave for any reason at all. When it was 2-0 Pirates, I said, let's get the hell out of here. Pogi, you have taken some real cheap shots at me about the kind of selections that I've had in this.
I'm listening.
You know you have.
I'm doing something for home here. My son Clay keeps calling me, and I just want to let Robin know I'm on the air and if there's an emergency. Yeah. So anyway.
You've taken some cheap shots at
Well, you know, George, like I said, I mean, I want to fit in.
No, I'm talking about the selections that I have made in recent weeks. What am I, 3-3?
You're 3-3.
That's not easy to
do. No, it's not.
Okay, but I
usually you're
1-5. Yeah, I keep getting ripped for it.
No one's ripping you for going, you know, being mediocre.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, what you have been saying is that there's not enough meat on the bone.
I don't think I've said that except, you know, with about a 3-foot putt.
So you know what? This week, Watson, who do you think I'm going with?
What do you want him
I
to tell you?
I don't know who you're going with, George.
Foul. We need a foul button.
I got a guess. Yes. I got a guess as to where you're going.
No,
I
mean, where am I going?
Don't say out loud.
Well, what difference does it make?
Because you didn't start looking at him until 4 minutes ago.
What? Who am I going with, Terry?
I think you
Write it down.
I'll write it. Well, I don't have
really?
A
Really? I'm the commissioner here. Why should he tell you who you're going with? Because that way he would give you a good pick. Am I right, Watson? Help me out here.
He can't figure out how to use the pen. Here, Terry.
Are you going for a low-score one or a high-score one? Then I'll comment.
The darn thing wouldn't come
out. Are you going for a lot of points?
I'll tell you who I'm going with. I'm going with the LSU Bengal Tigers. Double digits, baby.
Wow.
I hope it works.
That's not who I thought you were going with.
Who'd you think I was going with? Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, you're just because you are the director, you have appointed me as the commissioner.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Well, and then I take although I got defrocked last year, I take it seriously.
Yeah, that defrocked thing.
But you have since been refrocked.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You act like, oh, this is part of the bit. Let me, who you think I'm going to? No, you're a snake in the grass.
Really? You should know better than to take LSU after what they did to me last week.
I'm taking them. They're at home. They'll get liquored up.
And they're terrible.
They're getting 12 at home.
12?
Mm-hmm. 12 and a half, isn't it?
12. Yeah, I see 11 and a halfs. Don't see a 12 and a half.
Okay.
You know, that started at 3.5.
3.5 and it's up to 12.
It started at 3.5 and it's up to 12.
You just remember you heard this. In the fourth quarter, I will be right there. I'm not saying whether I'm
going to
win.
Thought you were going to Atlanta.
No, I might. But what I'm saying is, Pogi, LSU will come really close to winning this game. Book that.
Really? Really? My God.
Move on.
All right. From the plateau. And is how many cops do you have up there in that you know?
I'll let you know when one of them stops you.
Because I need to know which one doesn't like you.
Oh, I wouldn't call on that one. No, that one wouldn't be one I'd call.
Okay. Watson Brown is on the clock. Got a neighbor of mine. Say, I work from home almost every weekday. If you need an additional nearby emergency contact, call. My house must be on fire. I don't know.
Wow, Watson, with music like that.
What was that?
We need to go on a march here. So I'm going on a patent march. We got to start winning some of these things if I'm going to make progress. It's halfway, and I'm still way behind.
So that was the theme to the movie Patton.
That's exactly what
this mean
you're great movie.
Does this mean you're taking one of the service
academies?
You all
didn't know that? Am I that old?
No and yes.
Oh. George, you're closest to me. You didn't know that.
I think I'm older. I think I'm older than George. I'm older than you, George.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Jeez.
And you all are. Let me go a step farther. You look older.
Well, I feel older. That's true. Yeah.
You don't act older.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a low bar there. I mean, Watson, you got to pick.
Where's he going with?
You got to pick.
Well, you're not going to believe this. But I went to my lovely wife and I said, look, I'm worth the crap at this. Pick one for me. So you know who she picks? Guess.
Vandy.
LSU. Yeah. That was going to be my pick.
Oh, that's hilarious.
My wife picked LSU to beat Florida.
That's hilarious.
That is, how about that one now? And you come out of the smoke with that? Are you a ghost in this house somewhere? Or are you?
No.
My gracious alive, how in the world does that happen? I'm going to take Kansas State at home 6.5 against Iowa State. That's a big rivalry.
Apparently everybody liked that because we're all scratching it off or circling it or doing something with it.
That's my pick. After LSU was my pick.
This is a solid pick.
Yeah, and Iowa State 3-2 been a disappointment. Really
overrated.
Yeah, and can't because they were my second pick as well. They get quarterback Skylar Thompson back.
Yeah, and he played.
Yeah,
in the last game against Oklahoma, so he's had a game, and they had an open date. Mm-hmm. So, and they play really well at home. They're a good home team. So that's how I've got my fingers crossed.
Now we just need,
and it's a family stadium.
Yeah,
Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
Right, and we just need to now know what time and what channel so Watson and the missus can watch together.
Yes, she calls that a foreign game. So I don't know.
I don't have no what.
She calls it a foreign game. I said, what does that mean? She said, it's out of the South. That's what she calls them. She says, I can't pick. I don't know enough about them. They're a foreign team.
All right. Terry McCormick, leader in the clubhouse, is on the clock.
Sometimes it all comes together, man. Sometimes you're fooling on. Sometimes you're a Louisville slugger. Sometimes you're the ball. Sometimes it all comes together, man. Sometimes you're gonna lose it all.
Some weeks you're the windshield, and some weeks you're the bug. Last week I was the bug with LSU. George, good luck.
Listen, it's renewed enthusiasm in Baton Rouge.
Yes. Okay. I had two or three here that I really, really liked.
By the way, the K-State game is on ESPN2 at 6:30.
But I'm going to...
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I'm going to go with a team that has been good to me so far. I have won twice with them. We're going back to the well a third time. I will take the BYU Cougars against Baylor.
That would be +6.5. BYU
is
at Baylor.
Pardon the pun. They're on a mission after losing last week to Boise State.
That was good. Well, I will tell you that since I'm last, I can tell you two of my top three are off the board. That was my number three pick, so Watson's gone. The only one that I didn't have anything interest in was George's. So,
to hell with you.
And now, the commissioner is on the clock.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, stick out my chin and grin and say,
everybody together now. All Brewers.
So you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
Been saying that since the 1982 World Series.
For all Braves tomorrows, Pogie. Let Frisco win tonight.
Hey, Pogie.
Yes, sir.
How did you become a Brewers fan?
My
that's a rather,
gosh.
That's an unusual
it has
team
to do
choice.
With, it has to do with a woman.
I had to ask.
Oh, jeez. That is bad. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Terry, for that question.
Oh, my gosh. I don't I'll tell you who I have two choices here, okay? And then since I'm done, I like Oklahoma State plus +5.
That was on my list.
At Texas. And
I think
like,
it's 4.5.
Well, right? And then I'll decide that. And then
well, excuse me.
And then Virginia Tech at home plus +5 against Pittsburgh.
Okay, that was almost the one I was going
with. That was the other one I was
Pogie,
looking at.
Uh-huh. I want you to take Virginia Tech. I want you to do well because you've had a rough week after your Brewers got their ass kicked.
You know, when you just you saying that, I may go with Oklahoma State.
You do that.
I am going to go with the home dog. I'm going to take Virginia Tech plus +5 at home. Pittsburgh has scored like 54 points a game is what they're averaging.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Virginia Tech blew an 8-point lead to Notre Dame, and Fuente's on the hot seat, blah, blah, blah. So I am going with Virginia Tech plus +5.
Review quickly.
Yes. Plaz, LSU plus +12. Watson, Kansas State plus +6.5. Terry, BYU plus +6.5. And the commissioner, Virginia Tech plus +5.
Pogie, you're a good sport. I appreciate that.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
You're not as good a commissioner as you are a good sport.
Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Man.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess I'll be defrocked by this time next week.
I don't know how to tell you this. Your time is up.
Yes, I am going to the country.
Goodbye.
See the chickens.
See ya.
See ya.
Okay. You want to get in? Maybe you don't agree with our picks. Well, whatever. 844-5600 is the number. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about the Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Today on Hey Culligan, sustainability and better water. Here's Sam.
Hey Culligan, I'm really into sustainability. My clothes, my utensils, my food. But how do I get more sustainability from my water?
Super question, Sam. And the answer is an always-on drinking water system from Culligan, which helps eliminate the equivalent of 15 billion single-use plastic bottles a year.
Whoa, that's a ton of sustainability.
416,000 tons, Sam, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Blaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back in. Crazy underdog pick segment. By the way, got a couple of lines open if some of you want to jump in. 615-844-5600, but you better move in a hurry. Jeff in Murfreesboro, you are the leadoff hitter.
How's it going, George?
Good.
I just wanted to ask you, did the GM and ownership of the Braves all of a sudden get good? I heard the season you were talking about how bad they were, and they were supposed to sign somebody by Lancet or something, some reliever. They didn't sign him. So, I guess they stunk back early in the season. Now they won a playoff series. It's the GM. It'll be GM of the year and the owners of the year. But you never blame players when things are bad. It's always ownership or GM or something else or coaches.
Okay, hold on a second. Give me a chance on this. Let's start with Snitker. I really have taken no shots at Snitker. Jeff, I think you would admit that.
I'm talking about GM. I ain't talking about the manager, but GM.
Okay, and Alex Anthopoulos.
I ain't talking about the manager.
Well, you brought him up. You said manager.
General manager.
Okay. Absolutely.
Manager.
You're dead on right. I was upset about them not re-signing Mark Melanson, and I did say it.
They didn't need him, did he? They didn't need him. No, they don't need him. No.
They didn't need him. I think you'd get a little bit of debate because Will Smith has been a kind of a Don Stanhouse Jr. Always in trouble.
We all know that. I'm saying they didn't need him. They won the division. Did they not?
Yeah, they won the division. But, I mean, Jeff, you know, no matter what, they do have their sights set on trying to win it all.
Really? And do you think they can? George, you're living in a dream world. You think they're going to win it all?
Well, Jeff,
living in some kind of dream world. They're going to be the Dodgers or Giants.
Jeff, they're four teams. They're down to four teams that are left to win this. Okay? So somewhere in here, they've done something right. Would you acknowledge that?
Oh, I agree with that. They're not going to win the World Series. I don't care what they do. They're going to win. And if they do, it'll be a squirrel finding nuts somewhere. If they do.
Really?
You better believe it.
Well, let me ask you this.
You better believe it.
Given that they have advanced this far without Acuna, Ozuna, or Mike Soroka, is that not a heck of an accomplishment?
Well, let's see. Soroka walked up the clubhouse. Oh, my knee's hurting. And fell out. Soroka, Ozuna beat on somebody. He needs to be out of baseball. Acuna is crying like a little leaguer when he got hurt. Boo hoo, boo hoo, my knee's hurting. So I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
What do those things have to do with the question I asked you?
I mean, I agree it probably is. I'm not saying it's not. I mean, yeah, losing all them players, yeah. Acuna and Soroka, probably more than Ozuna. Ozuna didn't do much. Acuna and Soroka, probably, yeah. I'll say that probably.
I mean, I think they've – listen, the one thing you better get ready for, the nucleus of this team in the next few years is going to win it all.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they'll do it
a hell of a lot quicker than the Cubs will.
We'll put that in the time capsule.
Well, put it in there. I'm willing to
– one final thing.
Jeff, I'm willing to stand by it.
Are you running the Cardinals, too? Are you running the Cardinals, too? Let them run their franchise. Let them do what they want to do. Don't sit here and bash because they fire somebody. I mean, Joe Maddon got fired because the Cubs didn't make the playoffs. They blew it. You going to bash the Cubs too for it?
Do you want opinions in shows?
Yeah, I
do.
I
gave my opinion. You heard
it
a couple hours ago.
They won a lot more than the Braves have. They got so many flags, it's unreal.
Okay, do you want opinions?
Yeah, and the Braves stink. They ain't going to win the World Series. Have a good day.
Jeff is fired up.
Watson, help me with that.
What do you want help with, my man?
I mean, are we not allowed to have opinions? And yes, sometimes the opinions are going to be wrong. If you sit behind one of these microphones long enough, you're going to say something that ends up being stupid.
Well,
and I have had my share
of a lot of your opinions.
I know that.
I mean, we disagree a lot. So that's what it is. Everybody's got one.
Now,
doesn't mean it's right or wrong.
Do I think this team is going to win the World Series this year? Not really. No, I don't. However, am I starting to get pretty fired up that there's a chance? Yeah, and I should be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they got there last year to the NLCS, and they had a lot better team a year ago than they do right now, I think. But you never know.
That's the crazy part of baseball.
Baseball is littered with teams that shouldn't have won it and did. I mean, you look at the 88 Dodgers. Look at the 90 Reds. You know, those are teams that probably shouldn't have won against better competition, but they did.
Got
right
hot
now,
at the
though,
right time.
I'm not sure I don't disagree with both of you a little bit. They got the best three-man rotation going right now. Those guys are hot. I'm not sure they don't have a great chance to win it because of pitching. Their three-man rotation, if they keep doing what they're doing.
Well, yeah, if they keep tossing shutout kind of baseball. Yeah.
It hadn't just been yesterday. These three guys have been rolling here lately.
However, I'll stick to the opinion that you're going to hear a lot of criticism in St. Louis about Mozeliak because his role in all this, I don't know how you fire Schilt at this point.
Well, if you've got major disagreements between you, it's somebody's got to go, and it's usually going to be the one that ain't the boss.
That's kind of what happened to Joe Girardi in New York. He
got at odds with
Cashman, and he was the one that went.
But that's not to say that Mozeliak might not be the bigger problem.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
very well
all
could
I'm
be.
Saying is
very well
you're really
be.
Going to hear that come out of St. Louis some.
Very well could, especially if Schilt goes somewhere else to the Mets or the Padres and they start winning because there's talent in both those organizations.
Yeah. Okay, Preds have their home opener tonight at 7 o'clock against Seattle. Our Riley Chestnut is out at Bridgestone Arena. Riley, what's going on?
Well, I've had your show in my ear, and I got to ask, did you poop in just your ears or something? Because that was brutal.
That was fairly wild.
But, yeah, I actually had to get away from all the commotion down here at Bridgestone because people are getting a little, well, not rowdy, but they're excited.
Yeah,
you know?
They're having fun.
It's the first, yeah, it's the first game with a sold-out Bridgestone Arena for them, the Preds, in quite some time. So it's going to be the best party, I'd say, in town tonight.
7 o'clock. Give me a couple of the particulars for fans to know about.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing will be effective since October 2nd with a partner from this company called Clear. All guests age 12 and older will be required to show either proof of full COVID-19 vaccination or show a negative COVID-19 PCR or antigen test administered within the last 3 days prior to the event. So you can go submit that online and have it processed. That's got to be the big thing. They're not going to let you in if you run a risk of unconfirmed contamination. So, yeah, that's the big thing. But as of right now, we're only a few minutes away from, again, the pizza party. If you're bringing a bag, be sure it is approved, i.e. a Clear bag that's 12 inches by 12 inches, medical or parenting bags. Otherwise, bags are a no-go.
Okay, Terry, 30 seconds, go.
This is the first game for the Seattle Kraken. Have you noticed any...
Second game.
Have you noticed any people there wearing their jerseys? Normally, a lot of visiting teams don't get a lot into Bridgestone.
Yeah, not too many. Again, it's going to be pretty heavy on the Preds tonight for good reasons. But while we won't see a huge amount of, say, Seattle Kraken fans...
Might see a few
different names.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new franchise. There's a lot of buzz around them. And, of course, in the expansion draft, they got one of the former Predators onto their roster, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, Callie Yarncroke. Got a run on that, Riley. Thank you for the good work.
Thank you.
Final Countdown is coming up next on the Plaster Radio Network.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soltea. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Sol-T today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show save 25% when you go to solt.com/radio to get started.
Get It Done Home Services, LLC, is on the air reminding all drivers to never text and drive. This safety message is brought to you by Get It Done Home Services, LLC. With 20 years of experience and for that honey-do list your honey just ain't doing, call Get It Done Home Services, LLC at 615-707-2064. That's 615-707-2064. Get It Done Home Services, LLC. The professionals, proud Americans, and family that cares.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Final Countdown has a lot of sporting events tonight. Of course, the Preds will be on one of the Fox Sports channels. The Dodgers and the Giants in the do or die game will be on, and I think that's on TBS. I think we got three football games. Navy Memphis is one of the ESPNs. South Alabama and somebody is another game. And the Eagles in Tampa tonight is the pro game on the NFL Network. Tom Brady worried about his thumb. Dr. Detroit, got about a minute and a half. Fire away.
Oh, I'm so honored. Having Mr. Pogge on was a royal treat. I mean, that's like going to Baskin-Robbins. Mom and Dad said, pick your two favorite flavors out. Oh, by the way, go ahead. It's your birthday. Pick a third one out. But anyway, go Bravos. Got to be proud of the Braves. And, Greg, I know you had a heck of a time watching those games. And let's start off with go Predators and go Red Wings opening up against the Stanley Cup champions. God, that's sort of a mishap, but we'll see what happens. But I think Tampa Bay rolls over Philadelphia tonight. And I'll listen off air, and God bless y'all.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Watson.
Yes, sir.
Is the thumb on Brady's deal a big deal?
Well, it could be. We don't know. But, I mean, if when your thumb as a passer, I've had quite a few. As a matter of fact, I lost a starter for a year when he tore the thumb in game one of the season. If it's real sore now, you cannot grip the ball. He's practiced all week.
Wouldn't play him if it was serious.
No. He doesn't have any ligament damage. It may be a little sore, but I've watched it all week. Matter of fact, I've talked to one down there, and he's practiced all week.
If Tom Brady is capable at all of going, you know he's going to go. So.
Yeah, but they're not going to let him if there's a real risk of anything.
No, true, but Brady's one of those guys that he will play through the pain. He's going to make every effort to be out there, and I expect he'll play well.
They have no desire to see Blaine Gabbert for half a season.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
You think?
Okay, Watson, who wins the baseball game tonight?
Giants.
I'm with Watson. I'm going with San Francisco.
I think it's the Dodgers. I hope it's the Giants.
I think you're picking the wrong team to play. I think that extra game at home is huge.
Yep. We'll see.
I know this. Game one would be in Atlanta on Saturday if the Dodgers win. Game one will be in San Fran if it goes the other way. See you tomorrow. This is the Plaster Radio Network.